This is KBNF Regional News for Thursday, August 21st. I'm Patricia Naft. The city of Telluride is planning on letting voters choose what will be developed, but it may be out of their hands. KBNF's Jake Ryan has more.
The future of Lot B in Telluride might finally be certain. The property used to be called the Pearl Property, but now part of it is protected wetlands, and the other part, Lot B, could be a few different things. The Telluride Town Council met last week and decided to put the decision to the voters this November. This is Mayor Stu Frazier.
We don't have final language yet, but basically it's going to say, in looking at Lot B, which would you prefer be located on it? Med center, a rec/community center, or affordable housing? And you have one choice.
The problem is that the medical center may not even be a possibility in November. Telluride is competing with three other locations to get the center, and the hospital district is slated to choose one of those in the next 2 weeks. Telluride's vote isn't until November. The hospital district would have to push back their decision past that vote.
I understand fully that they're in a position, somewhat awkward position, in that they would have to change the rules more or less if they want to incorporate this lot in the final selection process.
The other candidates for the center are two locations in Lawson Hill and one in Mountain Village. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
The Fish and Wildlife Service is considering labeling over 500,000 acres of land as critical habitat for the western yellow-billed cuckoo. The cuckoo, a medium-sized brown and white bird, likes to live next to rivers and creeks under cottonwood trees and in thick brush.
Picture places where it's just difficult to walk through, you know, really dense vegetation.
Jason Beeson works for the Rocky Mountain Bird Observatory, a Colorado nonprofit that's worked with fish and wildlife in the past.
I became interested in cuckoos because I've been hearing them and finding them along the North Fork, and I thought it was interesting because they're not supposed to be very common, you know, in western Colorado. And we did some surveys for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service 2008 through 2011, so I guess 4 summers. Around western Colorado, and just found them in just a handful of locations, so they are fairly rare in western Colorado.
It turns out the North Fork is a special place for the yellow-billed cuckoos. That's why a part of it, along with sections of river near Grand Junction, Montrose, and 77 other locations across Colorado and the West, are proposed as critical habitat. The cuckoo is also under separate consideration to be listed as a threatened species. That decision is due in October. The critical habitat proposed is still in its early stages and is currently open to public comment. Delta County is having a tough time with animal control. Here's Jake Ryan.
The Delta County Citizens for Animal Welfare and Shelter, or CAWS, runs a pet shelter in Delta. They've just asked the county for $25,000. Board member Joanne Kalanak was the one that made the plea.
In 2009, the county pretty much stopped all animal control and, you know, asked CAWS and some of the other local rescue organizations to kind of step up to the plate and take on animal control, basically take on animal rescue completely, pretty much.
The CAWS shelter started out taking Delta City animals mostly, but now more than half of their animals come from the county. The county does give them a little over $2,000 for spaying and neutering, but nothing for sheltering. So CAWS asked them for the $25,000. Joanne says it's about perspective.
If you look at their budget, if you look at the county's budget, you know, you can see that they've got $85,000 for weed control and $11,000 for animal control. And that $11,000, $9,000 of those dollars is divided equally among the four rescue groups in Delta County for spay and neuter, which is a completely different, it has little to do with animal control and then sheltering, and then again, rehoming animals. So, yeah, I think it's cheap, frankly. I think it costs us $90,000 a year to run the shelter alone.
CAWS is running a $28,000 deficit this year. They'll get a final answer from the county in December. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
The Carbondale Board of Trustees meeting this week was mostly filled with marijuana-related business, including a new testing lab coming to town. KDNK's Mike Lemmer has this report.
The first retail marijuana testing lab on the Western Slope will be located in Carbondale. The Carbondale Board of Trustees on Tuesday unanimously approved the license for Green Hill Labs. Testing for the THC potency of recreational marijuana in Colorado began on June 1st. But beginning October 1st, every batch must also be tested for the presence of microbials.
E. coli, coliform, staph aureus, listeria, salmonella, molds and yeasts, and some other various microbials.
Green Hill Labs license applicant Hillary Glass says that there's only one other lab in the state that's currently set up to do recreational marijuana microbial testing, and only a handful have been approved at this time. The Colorado Marijuana Enforcement Division began taking applications for lab certification and licensing last October, and much of the medical marijuana out there is already being tested for microbials. Glass says these are important tests.
There's bacterial pathogens that can pop up in mass-produced food products or any kind of products that are mass-produced. There's opportunistic microbials that just show up sometimes. And to keep the recreational marijuana safer for the consumer, it's best it be tested.
The state will be delivering the samples that Glass tests as part of the regulations of Amendment 64, which legalized recreational marijuana. Green Hill Labs will be testing marijuana edibles, the flower, and the oils and tinctures for potential harmful bacteria and fungus to ensure that a cannabis product is safe for consumption and of good quality. Glass comes from a family that has run a dairy testing lab for over 30 years in Wisconsin.
I've been working in my mother's microbiology lab pretty much my entire life. I kind of grew up on her lab floor, so that's how I got my training. I'm a certified food, water, and dairy analyst by the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, and I have a certification for testing drinking water and well water through the Environmental Protection Agency. We're looking for the same microbials.
There was a petition against the marijuana testing lab presented to the Carbondale Town Trustees Tuesday evening from some of the concerned business owners in the area where the lab will be located. But town officials stated that the business falls under allowable use zoning regulations and will not be a marijuana dispensary in any way. The town trustees were supportive. Board member Katrina Byers called it an outstanding business for the community. Glass expects Green Hill Labs to be up and running in Carbondale within 30 days. For KDNK News, I'm Mike Lemmer.
Stay tuned for Krista and the Sweet Sound. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.